Now, banking services, sexy stamps and online shopping will provide the future for Ireland's post offices. The Oireachtas Communications Committee has been hearing from representatives from An Post this morning about the viability of the network and the company's plans to maintain profitability. Sinead Spain has been following proceedings.
David McRedmond, the CEO of An Post, opened proceedings with an update on the financial position at the company.
For 2020, we delivered a profit of 916 million euros, a profit before depreciation, which is for us the key metric. It's the closest proxy to EBITDA. And that's what we delivered. There was a loss after depreciation of 10 million.
Debbie Byrne is the managing director of An Post, and she laid out the company's commitment to servicing all communities.
And we're committed to maintaining a strong network of co-located post offices, and that very much is the strategy in every community of over 500 people. And also to make sure that there's a post office within 15 kilometres in rural areas, at least one post office, and at least one within 3 kilometres in an urban area.
But the members had concerns. Senator Jerry Bottomer asked for the company's sentiment on what the future holds.
Do you share, Mr. McRedmond, the view that our post office network is on the brink?
The post office network, I actually think, you know, I've been in An Post for 4.5 years, and I actually have not seen a brighter future for the network than I see now.
The committee heard that over the last 18 months, 59 postmasters have resigned, 10 post offices have closed, in 6 cases no suitable candidate came forward to take on the business, and 4 have been transferred to other businesses. Clare TD Cathal Crowe asked if some of the transfers would be reconsidered.
Are you willing today to look at these 4 specifically, and indeed the Broadford one, in terms of reopening them?
I would say, Deputy, the short answer is no. And that sounds a very harsh answer, but there is a reason for it.
Senator Jerry Horkin wanted to know what's been done to attract the younger demographic to the post office.
And, you know, when I joined, we launched what I called the Sexy Stamp Programme. And we have introduced stamps like Father Ted and U2 and, you know, the Rugby World Cup a number of years ago. And then we've just launched our new kids account, MoneyMate. And I think this is a big opportunity for postmasters who know families, who have that link with schools. And again, we'll give them the kits to go out into their community and talk. You know, unfortunately, there's no communions this year. We were launching that in time for communions. But again, there's the big opportunity there.
But it's the online shopping that seems to hold the key to the future of the network. Debbie Byrne of An Post again.
Broaden the base beyond that social welfare base, which, you know, is really important in terms of to the post office, but widen it out. And I think, you know, stamped parcels, as David said before, in terms of e-commerce, you know, we want people who bought their 3 dresses on Boohoo and then go and return too. They'll come into the post office and return that parcel in the post office.
And it fell to Chair Kieran O'Donnell to close proceedings on a rueful note.
I think it would be fair to say that anyone that has teenage daughters and that the first person you normally meet when you're going out the door in the morning is the delivery man from An Post bringing in that parcel. So I want to commend you on that particular effort. I've got to know them very well because they're frequent callers to my own home.
And we've all, I think, got to know our post men and women a lot more over the last year and a half, and a terrific job they've been doing too.